This course was produced by Now You Know Media. Lectures are about 25 minutes in length and are designed to fit conveniently into your daily routine while commuting, exercising, or at home. We search the world for trusted expert presenters, record them in our studios, and deliver their knowledge to you whenever and wherever you desire. We invite you to visit our website, nowyouknowmedia.com, to explore our newest programs. Your presenter is Father Harvey D. Egan, S.J. D. Theol. Father Harvey Egan is an expert on Christian mysticism and the thought of Karl Rahner. He is Emeritus Professor of Systematic and Mystical Theology at Boston College, where he taught for 40 years. He previously taught at the College of the Holy Cross and at Santa Clara University. Father Egan received his Doctorate of Theology under the direction of Karl Rahner from Westfälische Wilhelms-Universität in Münster, Germany. He is the author of several books, including Soundings in the Christian Mystical Tradition, published by Liturgical Press in 2010, Karl Rahner, Mystic of Everyday Life, published by Crossroad in 1998, An Anthology of Christian Mysticism, Liturgical Press, 1991, and Christian Mysticism, The Future of a Tradition, published by Pueblo Publishing in 1984. Father Egan has also translated many writings by Karl Rahner, and he has published numerous articles in scholarly journals and entries in anthologies.
Lecture 1. Ignatius of Loyola, Caricature and Reality. When a senior at Worcester Polytechnic Institute, I read an article in the Saturday Evening Post entitled, "The Jesuits, the Pope's Commandos." Beneath the front page photo of a scowling Father John Baptiste Jansons, the then Superior General of the Society of Jesus, was the caption, "The Black Pope. He owes obedience to no man on earth, save the Pope." Now, despite the sensationalism and half-truths that filled the article, the author made one compelling observation. Ignatius and his companions were men obsessed with the apostolic service of the triune God, the crucified and risen Christ, the church, and the wider world. However, they viewed the entire world as their kneeler or prieur. Their apostolic service embraced not only religious, but also secular realities. In short, they found God in all things. Entering the Society of Jesus, the Jesuits, in 1960, I was fortunate to have Father Thomas G. O'Callaghan, affectionately known as Tige, as my master of novices. 2 months after entry, I completed Ignatius's 30-day retreat and experienced firsthand the healing and transforming power of his famous spiritual exercises. Despite my enthusiasm for the exercises, my book list of ongoing spiritual reading compiled after the retreat did not include anything by or on Ignatius. And Father O'Callaghan asked me ironically, "What do you have against St. Ignatius?" His question was one of the greatest graces of my life. To be sure, I had nothing against Ignatius, I simply needed direction. Undoubtedly, the most important book on Ignatius I read as a Jesuit novice was Joseph d'Aiguebert, The Jesuits, Their Spiritual Doctrine and Practice. He introduced me, as no other author had, to Ignatius's extraordinary mysticism and to the exceptionally fecund spiritual and humanistic Jesuit tradition. I went to Germany in 1969 for doctoral studies in theology under the direction of Karl Rahner. My dissertation attempted to translate Ignatius's mystical wisdom into a contemporary framework. I found